The fight involves Senate Bill 1070, the 2010 law designed to give police more power to detain and question those they suspect are not in the country legally. While some provisions have been declared unconstitutional by federal courts, one key element survives. It requires police to question the immigration status of those they've stopped if there's reason to believe they're undocumented. Several groups have mounted a new effort to have it voided on the grounds it's racially motivated. And Victor Villamontes of the Mexican-American Legal Defense and Educational Fund said the personal emails of those involved, like now former state Senator Russell Pierce, will help prove their case.
What we saw with Legislator Pierce, for example, is that he was using his personal emails to make comments about Latinos in reference to SB 1070 and in reference to Latinos generally.
But Senate Majority Whip Adam Driggs said lawmakers should not roll over and play dead and simply surrender the emails.
They're not basing their request on any knowledge that this person has anything. They're just out there on a fishing expedition trying to create something, you know, try to discover something.
The plan is to set aside $100,000 to fight the subpoenas. For Arizona Public Radio, this is Howard Fisher.